Well, Australia's Jewish and Muslim communities have welcomed the ASIO chief's public discussion of the spy agency's concerns about right-wing extremism in Australia. Delivering his first annual threat assessment last night, Mike Burgess also revealed the agency had foiled a sleeper agent from an unnamed country and sounded an alarm about the high number of foreign agents operating here. But it was his reference to ASIO's focus on cells of neo-Nazis in Australia that caught the attention of Jewish and Muslim leaders, who say they hope it's more than just talk. Alex Tai reports.
Director General of ASIO Mike Burgess was candid about the threat of terrorism in Australia, an attack he said was probable, and the source of that attack could be a new version of an old threat.
Right-wing extremism has been in ASIO's sights for some time, but obviously the threat came into sharp, terrible focus last year in New Zealand. In Australia, the right-wing extremist threat is real and it is growing. In suburbs around Australia, small cells meet regularly, salute Nazi flags, inspect weapons, train in combat and share their hateful ideology.
It's a stark image and a clear warning that the neo-Nazi ideologies which fermented on the internet are now posing a physical danger to Australians. Michael Wesley is the Deputy Vice-Chancellor International at the University of Melbourne and an expert on national security. In his 20 years of watching ASIO, he says it's only recently it's named right-wing extremism as a terrorist threat.
Particularly in the aftermath of the Christchurch massacre, acknowledging the rise of dangerous far-right groups with violent tendencies is something that really needed to be done.
Professor Wesley says the speech by the ASIO boss signals a change in the nature of national security.
Intelligence agencies realise that they have to work in partnership with institutions and people from within society. So the intelligence challenge seems to have gone from being a kind of a spy versus spy type operation to more of an all-society challenge.
So how has the message been received in Australia's minority communities? Dr. Davir Abramovich is the chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission.
I think this is the wake-up call that Australia had to have.
Following the ASIO boss's speech, Dr. Abramovich wants to see social media companies and governments take concrete steps to fight right-wing extremism. He raised the possibility of designating neo-Nazi groups as terrorist organisations.
And hopefully this will motivate our elected representatives to take decisive action to deal with this growing threat. We don't need a Christchurch in our country to actually open our eyes and to realise that we have violent extremists walking our streets.
Bilal Rauf is the spokesperson for the Australian National Imams Council. He says that since the Christchurch attack in New Zealand, Australians attending mosques have been worried about their safety.
So as a matter of practice, a lot of mosques have in fact engaged private security to stand outside the entrance to try and give some comfort to the people that visit these places of worship.
And like Dr. Abramovich, he welcomes the speech from ASIO and wants it to translate into real action.
These things are happening, they are real, and they are creating a great deal of concern on the part of many Australian citizens. So there needs to be steps, more active steps taken, not just discussion, to flush them out and to deal with them.
Despite ASIO's alarm about a right-wing threat and left-wing extremism not being mentioned in the speech, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is keen to make sure all ideologies are in the crosshairs.
Look, you can use Islamic extremist, you get in trouble for using that. You can use left-wing to describe everybody from the left to the right. You know, left-wing, right-wing, I said today, I don't care where people are on the spectrum. If they pose a threat to our country, if they want to do harm to Australians, then they're in our sight.
Okay, so when you refer to left-wing terrorism, do you mean these Islamist groups?
Yes, I do, and anybody in between.
The Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton speaking with Patricia Carvelis. Alex Tai with that report.